אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 400.
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, article The Peace. We are in the subhead The Wheel of Transformation of the Form.
Please.
The Wheel of Transformation of the Form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Though we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies, but the souls, which are the essence of the body's self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body.
מדור לדור.
From generation to generation.
שאותם הנפשות שהיו בדור.
Same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon
בגלות מצרים.
And in the exile in Egypt. And in the exodus from Egypt. Until this generation and until the end of correction.
זאת אומרת ש...
So that means that all the coming out of the souls that appear before us, it all comes from one thought, the thought of creation, and from this comes the cascading of the generations, and we need to see it as that same thought that created everything, and from it all the souls come until the last generation. Yeah.
Thus, in this, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form. For each time, they clothe a new body and a new generation. Therefore, with regard to the souls, all generations since the beginning of creation to the end of creation are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years, until it developed and became corrected as it should be. And the fact that in the meantime each has changed his body several thousand times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body's self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes.
ויש על זה הוכחות רבות וחוכמה נפלאה.
And there is much evidence pointing to that and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of the tangible reality, and each object in its own way lives an eternal life.
And
although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we feel it. In fact, there are only incarnations here, and each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing of its essence along the way, as physicists have shown. And now we continue.
I see one question from Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, что значит, что каждый из нас сменил свое тело несколько тысяч раз?
What does it mean that each one of us has changed his body several thousand times?
It's that the desire has changed, the vessel changes, and the filling of the vessel changes, the fulfillment of the new vessel on the new desire, that's called an incarnation. So it turns out that everyone incarnates. How many times? Millions of times. Doesn't matter how many times. That's it.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
What's the connection between the souls and the bodies in which they clothe from incarnation to incarnation?
The souls are the inner part, and the will to receive is the external part.
The will to receive develops the soul, gives it an opportunity to develop?
Yes.
And how can we define soul? It's not a will to receive, it's not light. So how do we define a soul?
The soul is the light and the vessel.
The souls that reincarnate on a chain of the changing desires, that's clear.
But
this question that keeps popping up, that's a physical body.
Никакого физического тела не существует.
Like a black hole, it's not clear.
There is no physical body. We take into account only the spiritual essence. Clear?
H10.
H10.
כן, הוא כותב פה, אינו עובד אף משהו עם מהותו.
He writes that it doesn't work with his essence. As the sages of physics have demonstrated. What does it mean? What did the wise people of physics have shown?
I don't know. Where is that sentence?
It's at the end of the paragraph that we read.
And although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it. In fact, there are only incarnations here. And each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of form, losing nothing of its essence along its way, as physicists have shown. So what are you asking?
It's like the law of energy conservation. Is this what we're talking about?
Let's say so. I don't know what. What do you want to scrutinize?
What is the thing that is not lost? What is left?
What was remained, and in exchange comes a new clothing, a new form, and another form, and another form, and in this way everyone clothes upon everyone.
Beseder.
Okay.
Mark 25.
Mark 25.
Доброе утро, дорогой Раф. На самом деле статья порождает просто миллион вопросов, много непонятного. А что вообще такое вот?
The article evokes millions of questions. What is a soul? We learned that we have no soul. We acquire it during the study. So what is this energy?
The soul is what fills the will to receive. Screen reflected light and can receive in order to bestow some kind of resemblance to the Creator. And somewhat, the will to receive resembles the Creator. In the will to receive, it's called a soul. holiness.
And these souls get corrected from one incarnation to another, or they become worse? To the contrary. We learn that since the first, second destruction, there's a descent.
No, no, no. We are coming closer to the Creator. Whether we feel it or not, that depends on different kinds of periods.
Turki tu.
Rav, değerli Rav, ruhun inşasında en önemli faktör nedir?
What is the most important thing when you are building a soul?
Restriction, screen, and reflected light on the wall to receive makes out of the wall to receive a soul. Okay.
Woman, Hebrew 2.
Women, Hebrew 2.
Why is there concealment in a person from all the incarnations he's been through? Why shouldn't he get to know them and learn from them?
When it is needed, he will get that feeling and knowledge. Except for that, nothing disappears or is lost. Everything is revealed in all kinds of forms in a person advancing.
What do we need incarnations? What do we need to die and be born? Why can't we do it all at once?
It has nothing to do about being born and dying. That's something completely different. That's the beastliness. And here we're talking about resembling the Creator. As much as we come close to the Creator by restriction, screen, and reflected light. Equivalence of form.
Woman English 1.
Rav, it says that the soul does not suffer. How are we to understand that?
It doesn't feel that anything was lost of it.
Latin 15.
Gracias, Ra. Entonces, mi pregunta es, ¿las almas de los cabalistas, de los antiguos cabalistas, vuelven a reencarnar? ¿Y por qué se dice?
Are the souls of the Kabbalists also reincarnate? And why does it say that this is the last generation?
Last generation means the generation that will really be the last one. If you count the generations from the first generation that came after the first Adam, and what's good about the last generation is that it's the final correction. The end of corrections. That's what we learn.
Woman, Ukraine.
Women, Ukraine.
Hello, thank you. The thought is whole, complete. There's also the beginning and the end of the action, but the actions that the created being is going through take place inside, within the skin, and the skin helps the created beings to realize the actions that exist in the complete thought, consciously, from the created being.
Yeah.
And I would like to also connect it with the first part of the lesson. The Creator created the Torah, and that is the plan, the help of the Creator to reach conscious absolutely understanding and the revelation of this upper thought.
PT6.
Yes, completely correct.
Question from a friend who's translating. It says that the Creator does not consider the bodies. So why do the bodies need to suffer so much for the soul to develop?
The bodies need to correct themselves from the will to receive in order to receive, till the will to receive in order to bestow. That's called correcting the bodies. And according to that, the light that fills the body goes through all kinds of stages of Neranchai. And then, as much as they go through it together, so what happens in them is that one supports the other, and that supports the other, and then light and vessel become as one. That's called that the darkness will shine as light.
He's asking, why do we need so much suffering, though, for the soul to develop?
That's in order to teach man what is worth doing. If a person gets the right guidance and takes it seriously, and according to what he understands, he advances, so there is no suffering. There are opportunities to correct oneself. Obviously, it also needs exertion, and then according to that, he needs to connect to the friends and correct himself and pray to the Creator. There's a lot of work and a lot of exertion, but it's not suffering anymore.
No.
PT 27.
Shalom. Rav,
hello.
Kol ha-nefashot ha-ele, kol ha-
Rav, all these souls, all these souls undergo the entire correction from the beginning of creation to the end of creation. Only to reach the question of what's the meaning of life, and the connection will find the upper force.
Yes.
So tell me, please. Is it enough the intensity of 600,000 souls, which is the general Bnei Baruch? Is it enough for them to reach connection between them in order to bestow to all of creation and the Creator, as it says that each and every detail in the world has to go through this process?
Every individual has to go through the process. Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olami.
Morning Rav, World 10. The soul undergoes incarnation that brings her closer to the Creator. I'm connecting to people. He also said, embrace, open the hearts, think in the bodies. How do we realize the connection between the two? I embrace the person who has my soul, this eternal soul that is incarnate 6,000 years, and it's expressed through the body that I am able to do this action on and show him?
Yeah.
So where do I connect him? In my soul?
Through your soul.
Woman Turkey 7.
Thank you.
Woman Turkey 7.
Teşekkürler Rav. Ruhun ifşasını sağlayan o düşünce nedir?
Toda Rav. Mahiya mahşeva.
What is the one thought that causes the correction, the revelation of the soul?
What is the one thought that causes
the revelation of the soul?
Revelation of the soul. The thought that wants to advance, to come closer to the Creator, to adhere to Him more, that invites forces from above, that they work on the soul and draw it towards the Creator. That's how it works.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. No, Moscow 1.
Well, Moscow 1.
Если душа — это исправленное состояние кли,
каждый момент времени. Что значит душа?
The soul, the corrected state of the soul at any given moment, of the kli in every given moment.
Correct.
And what is the transition from one body to the next? It belongs to the kli. It cannot exist without kli, the soul.
We learn how the same Patsuf exchanges his coarseness and the screen and the reflected light. Everything changes in him. According to that, the filling changes. And in this way, it advances through the degrees Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Echida, and so on. Okay?
Tov.
All right.
Shalom lekulam.
Goodbye, everybody. Till tomorrow. Have all the best and health and success.
Announcements tomorrow, Saturday, November 4th, immediately after the morning lesson at 5:30 a.m. Israel time, we'll have a virtual meal here in the Aravut system. Dear friends, today, Friday at 3 p.m., we'll have the gathering Building a Spiritual Society in the Hebrew language. We'll broadcast it on Zoom and we'll send a link later on today. We're invited to connect. At noon today, the lesson with Rav and a song.
Reuniendo nuestro clí, dibujando en conexión, ascendimos sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. Kaf kesher kemeitah Le'asarat zlilotzah Mivitur lenetina Mimase vekavana Nishma shuv et kino David Nigur alef Yetzi will cover all the crimes as we unite, walk together from the darkness to the light. La la la.